Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Tuesday to everybody. Last week of the DGS calendar year with all of us together. I always take between that last Friday, which will be this last Friday, the 19th, off. We'll be back on the 2nd. So it feels like a little less time, but it's enough time. It's enough time to like...
Does it feel like... I mean, I get the same, like, if I go more than a week, I feel like, what's happening? Like, my world's wrong.
This is the only time that I don't do that.
Okay.
Because I've done it pretty much...
I got it.
...for 25 years. I know I need it. Like I hate to be like the P word, but I'm just running down, right? Just kind of running down. Probably like a ball player towards the end of the season.
Oh, no doubt.
You're like, oh, man, when is this?
Hey, those guys know they need a break, too.
Yeah. So, looking forward to it.
And they get 4 months. You get 2 weeks.
Yeah. Got to make the most of it. It's my off season. Wheels will not be there Friday. He has to go back up north for a funeral. But he'll be back in next week. Rach is hosting Monday and Tuesday, correct?
Tuesday. So Wheels and I will be doing the show together on Monday, and then you guys are all off on Tuesday, so it's just me. Week
man,
from today.
You
let's go monologue.
You got a set, man. I've never done a whole show by myself.
Really?
No. Well, I did Glenn Beck by myself.
Yeah.
And I did the first 8 months of the show by myself, but that's a lifetime ago. Yeah. We will have some celebrity guests showing up on Friday's live broadcast from the Hardee's at 501 Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Trish Gazelle is going to start the show with us. Andrew, who else is showing up?
All manner of such. Let me think. Our friend Jeff Fitter is coming out to talk about Super Smokers closing down and say thanks to everybody
it's
and meet some people and. Alvin said he's going to make the trip out, and our friend Janelle is going to come out and hang out with us for a while, review some movies. I think she'll finally be able to talk about Avatar, the long-awaited review.
Cool.
So, yeah, it'll be fun.
Cool, cool. Jonathan says, I just picked up 2 boxes of Dave's Faves at Plaza Frontenac.
Nice.
They're behind the counter, and you have to ask for them.
Oh, as all valuable things should be.
Yes, wow. Security
measures. That's how it should be.
Like nudie magazines at regular magazine stores.
Should be that way, especially at a scary spot like Frontenac.
Yeah.
Yeah, I opened up my Dave's Faves last night.
Yeah, you seemed to really enjoy them.
I did enjoy them, but then I felt bad. I was like, man, should I have like held on to these and tried to sell them.
As a collector?
Profit. Flip them. For Operation Food Search. Oh. And then I was like, no, we need, someone needs
somebody's
to test these.
Yes.
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 Did you test them all?
Yes. They were all delish. Yeah. Scrumptious, really.
I bought 5 boxes. I've got them at home. I figured we could take like a silver Sharpie and everyone sign it and sell those at a premium. And then we have 100 new hats there in tomorrow.
Cool.
New beanies. So I'm excited about that. We'll do those for $25. People are always so, I mean, if you hand me $25 and if you only have 20, I'll take it.
Yeah.
But people typically give more. And again, you don't have to. No. I don't always give more. Like if something is a charity thing and I buy it at an auction, I don't always pay double or something. So just do what you can. Do what you can.
Do we know what the beanies look like yet?
Yes. They are, you know, my favorite sticker we've ever had. There's probably a name for them, but you see them all the time for like cities where it's just like the DGS in the oval on its side. It's that logo on a dark blue beanie. Sock cap. Because beanies are like, this is a sock cap. Like it flips up.
Okay, those are the ones I like.
I don't like the beanie so much.
Yeah, I like the sock caps.
Yeah, me too.
What about a toque?
I've had a couple toques. Had a couple toques.
Are toques the flappy fellows?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're the big ones. Big high boys.
Yeah. What do they call the ones that have the little fuzz ball on the top?
That's also a sock cap, I think.
Or is it just the same hat with a fuzz ball on top?
Yeah.
Same thing with a fuzz ball.
There's a name for that, though. There's a name
for the fuzz ball?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't mind a fuzzball.
I thought it was fuzzball.
That was a big thing in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Every one of those hats had a fuzzball.
Uh-huh.
Which kind of made putting a hood over it a little difficult.
Yeah, when I'm at home at night, because I keep it cold at night. I keep it cold all the time in the house. But I have a special hat. It's a Boston Bruins big, almost a toque, with a little ball on the top. And then I put my hood over it, and then I put my cheater glasses on the top of the hood. I look insane. Insane. Bought a new car today.
It's nice, dude.
Yeah. New to me.
Yeah, yeah.
The last new car I bought was Phoebe's Bronco Sport, which is probably about time to trade that one in, too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I got a 2-door white Jeep Rubicon that's all lifted and has red wheels.
Are you going off-roading?
No.
But you've got a pulley on that thing.
I got everything on it.
Yeah, everything lights.
And here's the thing. I would have never built that Jeep. I've owned 2 Jeeps.
Right.
I didn't do anything to either of them because I'm lazy and I'm not a super big car guy. But I've always appreciated it when people trick out their Jeeps. But some guy had this one before me, tricked it out. So great.
Dude, you look like you could bring down dinosaurs at Jurassic Park with that Jeep.
It's pretty badass.
The way
yeah.
it's up
it's like
high
a monster
and it's
truck.
Got the, what's the... Is it just a pulley? What is that called when you got the reel
up
front?
Oh, yeah, the like winch.
What's the technical name for
winch.
That? The winch, okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
do you have one of those?
Yeah.
And you know me, I'm always winching somebody.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you know those are so you can like climb a mountain by hitching it to a boulder, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, man. You could take down a Triceratops.
Remember when I went off the road?
Yeah.
Last Christmas, right after Christmas, when we had the snowstorm and... the 2-door, it's when I went off
vaguely,
the road and hit the culvert.
Yep.
And that guy just drove up in a truck and he had a winch and he winched me out. I'm like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Now you can be that guy.
Well, if I would be happy to lend my car to anyone who needed it, but I don't know how to do a winch. So
yeah, you could probably YouTube it in real time.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I think you just pull it and I think there's a switch in the car that retracts it, right?
And there's a bunch of extra lights on it that you guys noticed and I didn't.
You could, you could light up the wilderness.
You've got like Kevin said, you got like Jurassic Park spotlights on there.
Yeah, you do. We got to see that what that looks like tonight at the end of the day when it's
the
dark.
The only thing
I can tell I'm not a real man because my only relation to like off-roading vehicles is Jurassic Park.
The only thing I need to do to it to make it mine, take all the windows out.
Yeah, but it's looking pretty snuggy right now.
What if you didn't do that?
It did look awfully warm in there.
Pretty
and
toasty.
All the electronics worked and hadn't been rained on.
That's a good point, too. That's a good point, too.
Yeah.
It'll be fun, though, when the warm weather gets here, take the top off. Because my 4-door Jeep was a hard top. And that was, that thing would have never came off.
Yeah. Never would have done it?
My plan, so I bought a big, what's it called? This big tarp that goes over it. And my plan was for Andrew to come over to help me take it off, because I think it's kind of difficult, put it in my garage, and then just have it off from like May through October.
And then when it gets cold, yes. Boom, snap it back on.
And guess what? I didn't do it.
Yeah, well, so don't have to worry about that anymore. Mm-hmm.
No worry about that.
Now you can just wait till the springy and decide, you know, yeah. to take everything down.
Yeah. It's a very Jeepy Jeep, though.
You are up there.
No doubt. No doubt.
So next time that car slams into you, it's going to be underneath you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they're not going to be able to. Going to go right above them.
Dave's going to be like a monster truck.
Anything going on? Anyone else? Anyone else had a big day?
Nobody else bought a Jeep.
No. Mm-mm. Okay.
Mm-mm.
Rach and I were just talking about she loves Mad Men for a coziness. So it's a Saturday afternoon and you're by yourself and you're just going to do some cleaning up at the house or break in a baseball glove or do whatever you do, play a video game, but you want something on television passive. For me, it's Ancient Aliens, Interstellar. I could watch that over and over again. Twilight Zone. It could be on for 12 hours.
I love the movie Bridesmaids. That's kind of my go-to.
I've only seen the movie one time.
Really?
And I don't think I ever saw it all the way through.
I mean, it's just it's fun
pretty funny,
movie.
Man.
Yeah, it's funny. It's fun. But it's also like if you're not paying attention, you're not going to...
You're not losing out.
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
No, it's just nice. And that's kind of my go-to. I'm not sure what to watch. I'm just going to put that on.
Yeah. I heard, I think it would be a cool guest for us yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was listening to NPR, which is getting increasingly more difficult because, God love them, they lost their funding. But now it's just, I mean, you've always had to kind of get through all the, hey, become a member. But now it's just constant. But I didn't know, I don't know if you guys did, I didn't know that there is a team of volunteer clergy at Lambert Airport. And they're there all the time. Just in case someone like crashes out or needs spiritual advice or what have you. And I thought that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get them on.
That's really cool. I just, you know, I mean, we've talked a lot about volunteering in the past year, you know, and especially with like NOTA and stuff, but you can't say enough good things about volunteers.
No, you really can't.
You really can't.
I agree. I was all hopped up to do the when we had the people on who show up at the fires and bring like the canteen and sandwiches and Gatorades for the firefighters. I thought about doing that one. I'm just not great at getting up in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you are, but going right back.
Right.
But true, like, true. You mean like getting up and being up?
I think I would actually be pretty good at it.
Would you?
Yeah. Like, you know. In the moment, but then it would...
it would jack you up.
It'd jack me up.
Yep.
Because I would think about it too much.
Fair point.
Yeah. I would just let it get to me too much.
Is it going to happen tonight? Is that what you'd be thinking every night?
Yeah, probably so.
Is it going to happen tonight?
Slide down the old bat
pole. Is
the
phone going to ring? I would love to have one of those. When you were a kid, you thought that. I thought that was the coolest thing. And
That was super cool.
I would still love to have like... a fireman's pole from the upstairs to the downstairs.
It's funny, too, because
or a
like,
slide.
Batman was incredibly campy. They were like winking at the adults.
Yeah.
Bugs Bunny, same thing. Scooby-Doo, all those shows. But I love that as a kid, I had zero understanding that things were happening on two levels.
Right.
I just accepted that Batman was just the coolest guy in the world.
Yeah.
He had the bat phone and all that.
Yeah, I was watching like... one of the Frank Sinatra Christmas specials on YouTube the other day, just speaking of putting something on in the background while you're doing something else, and he's having his cocktail and he's singing his Christmas songs, but there were so many moments that I noticed that I'm like, oh, okay, this is kind of a wink and a nod to maybe Frank Sinatra is more of a Mad Men type than... I mean, we know how he is now, but I'm just like wondering... back in the day, was it just like, this is nice, wholesome entertainment? Or did people know, oh, I know what he's doing there?
Yeah, I think people are pretty sheltered at the time.
Yeah. Don says, what happened to long sleeves after Labor Day? I guess Don's talking about us. Don, the weather in this room and in this office and in this building has absolutely nothing to do with what the weather outside is. It's so frustrating.
Correct.
Am I right?
That is correct, yeah.
I mean, it is freezing in certain rooms here, and it's boiling in others. This studio is pretty good. It's like 73 right now. That's, you know, pretty toasty for a cold day. But yeah, we all pretty much have to bring two outfits every day, which I do anyway because I'm a clothes horse, as you can tell. Back, guys. DGS 122.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A few years ago, when we were unceremoniously told that Hello Kitty's not a cat, she's a little girl.
Yes.
Same thing happened today. I read an article.
Wait, Hello Kitty's not a cat?
No, it's a little girl.
She's a little girl. A little Japanese girl.
Yeah. Guess who also... Guess who's not a mouse?
Stuart Little.
Stuart Little.
Yeah.
He is a little boy who just happens to be 4 inches tall and has all the attributes of a mouse.
Wait. Yeah. That's made very explicit, as I understand it, in the novels.
Ah.
Versus the films where he's just a mouse. I think it's easier to explain perhaps with the written prose. The pentameter found within, I think it's perhaps easier to express that he's a... little mouse-shaped boy, but very much human,
I guess.
Okay, also, Hello Kitty is not Japanese. I want to apologize. She's actually British, and she lives in the suburbs of London.
But
I thought she was Japanese because she was invented in Japan, but... Nope. Little British schoolgirl, isn't she?
You guys know any kids that look like animals?
Well, I'm from South Texas.
I know two.
But, like, Hello Kitty's got kitty ears. How can you be a little girl?
Mm-hmm.
Well, have you been to Great Britain?
No.
Well, the Japanese hadn't either. They were like, this is probably what they look like.
What happened to the whole, like, you know, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. Apparently, if it looks like a kitty, it's not.
Mm-hmm. You're getting it.
Well, it gets really confusing with Hello Kitty and all the Sanrio characters because there's a bunch of other characters. And you're like, well, are they people too? And it's like, no, if it looks like a rabbit... then it's a rabbit. If it looks like a frog, it's a frog. Hello Kitty.
Kurapi is a frog?
Yes.
I assumed he would be a boy.
Nope.
Speaking of, I guess Zootopia 2 is out.
I saw it.
And I guess there's the pit vipers are a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a run on pit vipers.
Oh, no.
So it's hard to find a pit viper.
Aren't they dangerous?
Yes, they're pit vipers.
They're like one of the most dangerous snakes in the world, right?
But people went crazy on Zootopia.
Oh, for God's
They bought sake. Out all the pit vipers.
It's one thing if, like, people
maybe
that are, like...
Maybe little boys.
Maybe. I mean, God. Why would you do that? I guess if you're, like, if you're a snake handler, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Can't imagine amateurs owning a pit viper is a great idea.
Yeah. I had a rock ball python. A ball python. Fairly small. Not very big.
Yeah.
We went through it together for about 6 months.
They're obviously, you know, the constrictors are dangerous.
Uh-huh.
But pit vipers are like, kill you dangerous with a bite. Like a one little zzz.
Yeah.
Right? They're deadly, aren't they?
People love that stuff, man. They not many people, but there are people out there who absolutely love exotic pets.
Yeah, I guess. The ones that can kill you and eat you, though, that's
mm-hmm.
a whole different animal. Sorry. That was unintentional.
It's okay.
I apologize.
It's fine.
I apologize.
There are groups now taking the cigarette litigation paradigm and going after Oreos and Nabisco and pretty much every processed food manufacturer you can think of and trying to shut them down, saying that what the cigarette companies did was intentional. They made it addictive. They hid it from us, and that processed food is just as bad as cigarettes, and they did the same thing. And they knew how bad it was decades ago, and they hid it from us, and they prettied it up. So this will be interesting.
Okay. If processed food is prevalent as it is, and it's so much worse for us, then why do people live longer than they ever have in the history of humankind?
Well, imagine
people used to eat nothing but organic everything, and they died at 30.
Yeah. But they didn't have the medicine that we have kind of stuff. I mean, it's not, I get what you're saying. And if they are right, you would think that, and I'm sure they are, that processed foods would be so damaging that they would outweigh antibiotics and things like that, and they would kill you fast. So.
I feel like that's a real tough putt. Because defined processed.
Come to my house.
No, so I know, but I mean, like, there are levels, right? There are some things that are mildly processed. There are some things that are full of all kinds of stuff. Like, how do you blanket it all together?
You know why I'm going to start drinking water? Finally.
Ooh, nice.
Because I saw something that said the absolute worst pain a human can feel, it's almost intolerable, are kidney stones. And I've always feared kidney stones. And then it followed it up with one of the surest ways to get kidney stones is to not drink enough water.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's like the main way to
pain avoidance.
That's enough for me.
Hey, that's good incentive, isn't it?
Yes.
Put my dad in the hospital last year.
Did
oh,
it?
Man.
He he went to the ER because he thought there was some kind of emergency and it was just a kidney stone. Mm. But
it looks terrible.
Yeah, I've got a friend that's had like multiple bouts with it.
Have you?
Like, he's just prone to them and it's just misery.
Want to do this after or now, Rich?
You could do it now.
Welcome back, DGS 134. So, Rach, what is Southwest Airlines doing?
Well, they're really doing what they had hinted at doing earlier this year. They are going to start charging passengers more if they take up more room than their seat allows. So, plus-size passengers are sometimes going to have to buy an extra seat. And they have kind of drawn the line at the armrest. They say that the armrest is considered the definitive boundary in between seats. And if you are spilling over that armrest, you're going to be expected to pay for the extra seat.
And correct me if I'm wrong. When we did this story a few months ago, I think what it was heretofore, larger people knew that they could buy two seats, sit in them, and then get a refund on the extra seat.
If it wasn't
a sold-out
flight.
Needed. And now I think they're changing that, and it's just if you need two seats, you buy two seats. Here's my take on it. I have been larger in my life. I've been up and down 60, 80 pounds. Never been big enough to need a second seat at a theater or at or on a plane. I feel bad for people who do. That would be embarrassing. But I would think to myself, well, what am I purchasing? If I'm purchasing space, an 1,800 square foot apartment is going to be more than a 1,200 square foot apartment. And so if I'm what I'm buying is a seat on an airplane to take me to Fort Lauderdale, but I need two seats, then you need two seats. And I feel, I don't know why I feel bad about it. I don't own an airline, but I feel bad about it for people who have to do that because they have to pay double or extra and because it's got to be kind of embarrassing. But I don't know how to get around it. It kind of is what it is.
How is this judged in the moment, right? Like, let's say somebody just doesn't.
Yeah,
buy two
they
seats,
just show up.
And then they.
In that case, they're going to have to find another flight. If you need to,
they could be asked to leave the plane.
Yeah, if you need two seats and there's not an extra seat for you to purchase, you will have to find another flight. But I do believe also if you need the second flight and the plane isn't sold out, you will get the money back for that extra seat too.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's the fair compromise, right? Like, okay, if it's not a full flight, you shouldn't have to pay. But if it's full, then you know, are you going to tell the company they should be giving a seat away for nothing?
Right.
I mean, that's the product that they're selling is space on that plane. So I get it. I think it's a little harsh to say we're not going to refund any of it if we don't have a full flight. Like, why would you charge for something that wasn't sold versus a sold out flight where or something that's, you know, I mean, you have to do it up front, right? You're going to have to pay twice up front. And then apply for the refund. But if the flight wasn't sold out, then the person didn't get any extra benefit from the company. So why should you have to pay more? They didn't lose anything by accommodating that. That just seems a little harsh to say, well, we're no longer doing that.
Yeah, I'm just thinking how many discomforts and inconveniences you have in your life as a large person.
Oh, it's a lot, I'm sure.
I mean, just going to see a movie, going to have dinner, and sitting in a booth.
I mean, how does this work for someone that's not necessarily overweight, but maybe they're 6'9"?
Yeah.
Or 6'10", and their arms are really long, and your elbows are going to stick out because your shoulders are really wide. Like, how does it work the same way in that sense?
Rach, what's the next story, the TSA thing that kind of ties in?
Oh, yeah. So the TSA has a message for us this holiday season. A lot of people flying during the holidays. Maybe you want to bring some homemade food or something on your flight. So the TSA is just letting you know a couple of things. If you're traveling with electronic things, maybe you're giving out some technological gifts. They can go in your carry-on, but you need to make them easily accessible because if it's a laptop, it's a coffee maker, a gaming system, they can all go in your carry-on, but they might have to do an inspection. So just put it in a place where it's going to be easy for you to grab. When it comes to food, though, solid food like fruitcake, candy canes, chocolates, those are all solids, and you can bring those in your carry-on. But the liquid rule is still going to apply to food. So if you have
3.4
like
ounces.
Eggnog or something, yeah, it needs to be below those ounces or they need to be in checked bags. It is funny to me, though, to think of like, you know, they're referencing a casserole here. Who is baking a casserole or even just assembling the casserole and then like, all right, now I'm getting on my flight to Phoenix and we'll pop it in the oven when we get there. Like, it's so odd, but I guess it's enough of a thing that they felt they needed to come out and say something.
Other than being covered in bomb-making residue that one time, I'm like a perfect flyer. I follow the rules. I don't pack anything stupid, you know? Like, I'm pretty Jack Glover's son. Pretty rule following when it comes to stuff like that.
I mean, it also just creates less of a potential hassle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, who needs any of that nonsense?
Yeah.
Plus, I don't know, I thought we were doing away with the liquid thing.
I had heard that.
We talked about that.
The shoe thing was nice. Last time I didn't have to take my shoes off.
Okay, cool. Looking forward to that Thursday, not taking off my shoes.
Yeah, I...
So I gotta take your belt off, or you don't wear a belt?
I don't know.
If
I take my belt off, I'm using it.
I think we were like the last day you had to take your shoes off.
Oh, yeah?
That was a huge bummer, because I was like, ew, airport floor.
Funny. It's weird. I was watching one of my nerd things last night. It was our guy, our CIA guy.
Yeah.
And he was just talking about how what I do for a living is I manipulate people.
You're talking about Chase Hughes.
Yes. Yeah. And he said that, he just said it so matter-of-factly, he said, our brains haven't changed in 200,000 years. I know that, or at least I know that that's the current thinking in science. It's just so hard to get around. That for 200,000 years, either there just wasn't an Einstein who invented a wheel, or we invented everything, we just keep blowing it up and covering it up in sediment. Which I don't think is the fact, but that's an awfully long time to just make no progress.
I think he means in the way that we respond to stimulus. Obviously, we've learned things because you just stack learning on top of learning, right? So we don't have to relearn all of the discoveries that have happened. We just start with having those in books and then you just read about it and add that.
Yes, but if you were born into a family, like on The Village, who just decided we're going to pretend it's 1200 AD, you wouldn't just naturally go, well, what about on a phone? Like you would just...
Oh, right, right.
You would just go along with it's 1200 AD. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, because you wouldn't know any different. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what movie I forgot that Rob Reiner did? The American President. He did that one too.
I don't know that one.
Michael Douglas is the president. He's dating, what's your face?
Annette Bening.
It's a good one.
Michael J. Fox is in it.
It's where the West Wing came from.
Mm. Oh?
Yeah. It was basically a spinoff because Martin Sheen was, I think, the chief of staff in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he became President Bartlett,
mm-hmm.
which I need to watch that. I've watched it on TikTok. You know,
the West Wing?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
I think you'd really like it.
But I think I would probably
Did
really
you watch
like
it back
it.
In the day?
I think I watched it some, but I wasn't like devoted to it.
I think, personally, I think the West Wing is where we get a lot of that sense of like, there must be decorum.
Yes.
There must
in
be
government
grown-ups in charge.
And grown-ups in charge and stuff like that, because that's what that show is kind of all about.
Yes.
And so I think as much as you're yearning for that time and place... I think you'd really like it.
Yeah, it's and then you get the opposite message when you watch Death by Lightning and you realize just how stupid everybody was.
Mm-hmm.
Like not that Garfield was stupid, but Chester A. Arthur was a drunken weirdo.
Don't ever say Garfield is stupid.
Yeah, sorry. The President Garfield.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. He seemed like a pretty like moral, normal, you know, smart person, but there were so many other people that you learn about in that time period and you're like, wait a minute. So there were always idiots doing this stuff.
Which of you guys had Chief of Staff Susie Wiles interview on today?
Oh, I did. I put that on there.
I also had it on there.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really something.
What was she thinking? What do you think is going to... When you go on there and you're like, you know, Trump is basically just an alcoholic, high-functioning alcoholic. It's like, what do you think the poll quote is going to be in that interview?
I don't think she's surprised by any of this. I guarantee you, based on what... like a lot of the Beltway people have said about her and how smart she is, she's got a purpose for what she's doing. And they also
crazy
know,
like a fox.
And then look at how she responds. Everything's out of context. They didn't put in the good stuff that I said. Well, so you're doing a couple things there. I mean, one, you're still controlling the narrative, even if you were blatantly honest. I thought it was crazy that she referred to J.D. Vance as a decade-long conspiracy theorist. Like, that's pretty condemning for a vice president of the United States. But then again, we got a lot of conspiracy theorists in positions at this point. But I would be shocked if this was some kind of oopsie. I guarantee you that she's either setting herself up to come out looking like the good guy in some way at some point, or just knows that they can just blow this stuff off and then create another. See, media's making stuff up again. See, you can't trust them. Because they're going to twist what you say. I mean, there's a purpose somewhere in it.
Yeah, she really went off. Strange timing, too.
Yeah.
With the Rob Reiner stuff and everything going on.
Yep.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's one for you, 19 for me.
You guys see that the National Trust has sued President Trump, saying that for going all the way back, presidents could change the White House. Many have, but they can't unilaterally change it unless it's just decorating. And so they're saying that when President Trump took the East Wing down just on his order, that was illegal. And now that he's trying to build something that, remember when we talked about it's going to be bigger than the White House? Since then, he's trying to double it. And so the National Trust, which I didn't even know was a thing, I heard it, have sued them and they're trying to stop it. And the White House has pushed back by saying it, the ballroom is necessary for national security in ways we can't tell you.
That's bull crap.
I mean, like the point that Rach made the other day is a good one, that if we're having state dinners out on the patio that looks like Applebee's, like that's not great, but...
It's been that way for a long time. Never was a problem.
I'm a little confused because, okay, I just found an article about it. I'm going to keep reading here, but whenever they initially started doing this, reporters were asking, like, are you worried about getting sued? Don't you have to go through some sort of process to get this done? And Will Scharf was on some panel that was responsible for this, and he was basically saying, like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. It's totally going to go through.
Will Scharf.
Yeah, the White House is expected to submit plans for the new ballroom to a federal planning commission before the year ends, but that's 3 months after construction began.
Yeah, see, this is...
So it feels like asking for forgiveness rather than permission.
Well, this is what a CEO does.
Yeah.
They just do things, and you don't get to run a government, a democracy, the way you run a company. It's not your company. It's a country made up of 345 million people. And there are processes in place that you need to go through because we're trying to accommodate the needs and the desires and, you know, the balance for everybody, not just you, because it's your company. And I mean, that's, you know, flashing back to the Susie Wiles interview, that's one of the things that she said was basically he just thinks he can do anything he wants. She said something, I think the exact quote was something like, there's nothing he doesn't think he's allowed to do. Well, I mean,
do you think that
rules are for everybody, not just for some of us?
I've always felt like Trump knew exactly who he was and understands when he's lying, but it's just it's his stock and trade. It always has been. But I'm beginning to think that maybe he doesn't. Like when he says, I ended 8 wars, maybe he really thinks that.
What I genuinely think, I've said this a bunch on the show, but what I genuinely think is that he has never, in his 79 whatever years, he's never faced a consequence, a meaningful one. He was born a billionaire, and he will die a billionaire, and he's never once faced a consequence of meaningfulness. He got, you know, convicted of 34 felons, didn't see a single problem from that. Maybe he got fined a little bit of money or something. Definitely never saw jail time. Now he's the president again. He has never once not succeeded in what he set out to do and has never faced a consequence. If you were in that position, your brain would be so screwed up from being exempt from a basic fact of life. Why would you not think you are essentially a superhuman? He has never faced a consequence. He never will face a consequence. So he's never had any reason to not just say the first crazy ass thing that's on his mind.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, there are a lot of things, bad things and or good or bad things that happen to people, and we don't. And I know you're not doing this, Andrew. I want to be clear, but there are people doing it. But we don't just excuse those behaviors.
I'm not saying we excuse the behavior.
No, I know you're not.
Him.
Yeah, I know
but
you're not.
But I feel like sometimes we dig real deep to try and get into Trump's psyche. And I just, personal opinion is that it's extremely simple.
Yeah.
He doesn't know the concept of facing a consequence. So he does and says whatever he wants the moment he wants to do or say it. We don't do whatever we want all the time because we will face a consequence for that.
I mean, that's kind of what exactly. That's why when I talked about, like, the rules are for everybody. Because if the rules aren't for everybody and we're all allowed to just do things, it's chaos. I mean, there is a reason why we are a nation of laws and processes. And to somebody in power, that seems like handcuffs. Well, the rest of us are handcuffed, brother. You don't get to be different than the rest of us, even though your whole life has shown you that you are.
But he does get to be.
No,
different.
I get it. I get it.
That's
but
my
I mean,
point.
What I'm speaking to, though, is the rest of us idiots who just like, yep, that's fine. It's not fine. It's not fine for anybody. Not fine for you or me. And it's not fine for the president, no matter which party he belongs to.
You see that he's suing the BBC for $10 billion because they inserted AI into his January 6th speech and made him say things that he never said.
They did that.
Well, that's what he says.
Oh, okay. So if they did that, they probably deserve to be.
I would.
Did he say that on Truth or something?
No, I saw him. He said it live. I saw him say it out loud.
He said they used AI to alter what he said.
He said they put things in there that I never said. I guess it was AI or something. This is exactly what he said.
Wow.
I wonder if they just edited.
Edited.
This is not good, by the way. If they edited it to make it sound different than it is,
yeah,
that's not okay. If that's what happened, that's definitely not okay.
Well, and from what I understand, they did not do this in a newscast. It was a documentary about January 6th, which, it's not the same as a newscast. But yes, they still shouldn't be doing that. They shouldn't be omitting the where he called for peaceful protest. Leave that in, sure. But for him to come out and blame it on AI, that is wild.
He's done that a bunch.
Yeah, maybe it's not AI. Maybe it's just editing. But it, I mean, think of it. If I got a quote from Ollie Marmol and I only gave part of it that made it look wrong,
yeah,
how much trouble would I be in pretty much immediately?
Yep.
Sure. We don't have time, but sure.
May do this?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.